A new radio station is slowly hitting the airwaves in Montreal. CFQR AM 600 launched a one-hour show of music and talk yesterday, hosted by Trent Out Loud. He joins us now in studio. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me, how did the show go?
It was amazing. It was fun. I was listening to it in my house, like dancing around and stuff. It was really good. It was successful. So it was 6 or 8 weeks of preparation and work getting to there, but we got it done. It was fun.
Oh, and the feedback? How's that been?
It was amazing. We got a ton of emails. People are on my Instagram and like adding me and DMing me and like, oh my gosh, Trent Out Loud's on the radio. So it was fun. It was fun.
More than all of those fans, though, your parents were listening to you.
Yeah, exactly. I was telling you earlier, like my mom was like crying, like, oh my gosh, my son's on the radio. So I was like, okay, mom, you know, I have a podcast. It's not my first time out.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
you've had a podcast for well over a year.
Yeah, exactly.
And what kind of issues do you talk about?
It's mostly an entertainment and pop culture podcast. But like I was telling everybody, it's really whatever is viral that's happening in the day. You know, I'm trying to solve the problem of people who don't want to stay on social media all day. And I'm grabbing all the top 5 or 6 stories of the day and putting it together for you in a half an hour podcast for you to listen to, so you don't have to like figure it out on your own and stay on social media.
My thumbs get a little tired of scrolling through the day, but so it would be a pleasure listening to
you.
Thank you for that.
Exactly.
At the same time, you play music as well.
Yes.
And I know your roots are Jamaican.
Yes.
Can we expect some music that's outside sort of the mainstream?
Yeah. Well, the heart of the show was the 90s and 2000s hip hop and R&B. But like, for example, like when the Bob Marley movie came out, when we were in our test shows, I put in some Bob Marley in there. Mm-hmm. And actually, like today's show, we actually did something on Shaggy, so I played some Shaggy. So I'll still throw in some reggae in there, here and there. I may even throw in some new music, but the heart of the show, we want to keep the essence and we want the hour to be 90s and 2000s hip-hop and R&B.
Okay, it's very cool. You're a successful guy, right? Broadcasting is just one of the latest things you've sort of gotten into.
Humbly, yes.
Well, you have your own brand that's done very well. You've written a couple of books.
Yes.
But you and the brand also associated with sneaker boutiques.
Yes.
I mean, so doing very well.
Thank you.
But you did come from a modest start. Can you just tell us about how you got to where you are today?
Yeah. I always like to mention that my father and my mother are both born in Jamaica, came here as immigrants with nothing, you know, starting out. My dad worked on golf courses in the middle of the night picking worms. My mom was a nurse cleaning bedpans. But they worked and gave my sister and I an opportunity to be born in Canada. I was born in LaSalle and I grew up in the West Island. And I always looked at that as like they sacrificed their lives pretty much to give me an opportunity. So I use that as my motivation, the days when I'm tired or the days where I don't feel like I want to do something, where it's like, look what they did to get me where I am. So I always tell like my niece and nephews now, and it's like, this is where, you know, grandpa and grandpa started. This is where me and your mom got to now, my sister. You guys got to do better than us. So I just feel like every generation's purpose is to do better than a generation before them.
And you know, you just keep on adding on to the success. So I have to ask you, what is next? Or have you thought about what is next already?
Well, entertainment has always been my love and my passion. So before I started Exclusive City, I was acting and modeling, but I wasn't making any money. So I started Exclusive City, my sneaker boutique, and that's where I made the chunk of my money, my biggest success. I had 10 stores across Canada. And now that we're closing down and moving away from that, entertainment is like my love. So I can't even think past entertainment right now. I can't think past the podcast or whatever. I think this is where, like, this is the last train for me, is like staying in the entertainment world. As you mentioned before, I have written 2 books. I'm working with a writing partner and I'm trying to turn that into a screenplay a scripted series to go to streaming services. So when you're in entertainment, it's so broad, right? There's music, there's podcasts, there's books, there's everything. So as long as it's in the entertainment world, that's where I'll live.
Wow, I think you'll continue to do well. I have no doubt. Listen, it was so nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.